Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And on the telephone with me, and from the Tom Mix Museum, we have the lovely Miss Fawn Lassiter. How you doing, young lady? Oh, I'm doing super, and you know something? We've got a big event, or a couple of big events, coming up this weekend to help benefit the Tom Mix Museum. Tell us about it.
You bet. Thankful for rain, but it's supposed to clear out.
Yes.
So this is a big shout-out because we're still a couple of days away. So Friday will be our big event out at the Timber Oaks Event Center on Highway 60.
Mm-hmm.
Gates are going to open at 5. Our headline singer will be Belinda Gale. And still have a few spots that we can, you know, make available if folks have not heard about it, or, you know, they can call me at the museum and we can get them some tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a big barbecue, chuck wagon style dinner, and he's going to roll in the night before and start cooking, so those smells will float all the way into Bartlesville.
Oh, golly, yes.
And then we're going to have lots of dancing and music, and then we'll have a live and silent auction as well. So lots of festivity planned for the evening, and looking forward to that.
And I just took a look at the forecast for Friday evening. Clear skies, and it's going to be on the cool side, so it's going to be just right for having a lot of fun and raising a lot of much-needed funds to keep the doors open at the Tom Mix Museum. And, of course, you couldn't ask for a better venue out there than Timber Oak. Because, you know, Keith's got a great place out there.
It's beautiful, and it's open, and like you said, the weather's going to be cool. We're going to open those, what I call the big sliding barn doors.
Yeah.
Patio out back.
Yeah.
People are already, can't make everybody happy all the time, but I think cool, and we can dance and warm up if it's too chilly, and, I mean, we'll just have a grand time. I think it'll be great.
But
and then Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fun doesn't stop there.
No, then Saturday, and it looks like clear and 70s and maybe low 80s for the Ranch Rodeo, which will be right below the hill at the Bartlesville Roundup Club Arena. So gates open there at noon. We'll start with the kids, and then that evening about 5 or 6 o'clock we'll start with all the teams that we've got signed up. There may be one or two slots left. We're capping it off at 24 teams, and I'm pretty sure we've got 21 or 22 signed up. So if you've forgotten or haven't or thought you were gonna, better sign up now because it's filling up fast.
Now, when the gates open, what's the cost of admission?
$10 for the Ranch Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
For the adults, the smaller children, 6 and under, are free, and then the, we'll call them medium children, are $5.
Okay. A slightly above average children. Yes, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Now, medium age.
Now, when we talk about some of the events for the kids, they're going to have a chance to really get in the ring and have some fun, correct?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do some dummy roping, and we've got it broke down in age groups. It'll be nice and fair, so everybody will have a chance. They'll get to win little prizes. And then we're also going to have mini broncs and mini bulls, and the top winners of those two categories are going to win a nice buckle. So that'll be fun, too.
It will be. This is going to be great. So we got the big shindig coming up on Friday out of Timber Oaks, and then we go down to the Roundup Club just down the road, and we've got the Ranch Rodeo and all the fun that comes with it on Saturday. Now, the Tom Mix Museum is a true gem right here in Washington County, and in particular right there in Dewey. And I took you up on your invitation, and I came out there for a visit. But, you know, I'm going to probably have to come back 2 or 3 more times because I get the feeling that I didn't quite see everything. And don't let the outside fool you, folks. It's huge on the inside. Lots of exhibits.
And I really appreciate you coming by because that gives you, you know, you can talk about it a little bit more, but you're right. You know, you can't just walk through and think, oh, this is it. Because, I mean, I can show you a short documentary about him, and I can talk till the world looks level about, you know, things, and people ask me questions. And there's a lot of folks that come in that have a good memory of him, and, you know, they remember this part or that part. And I can always fill in the blanks and answer, because there's folks that come in that don't know him at all, and they still, you know, like you said, looks deceive you from the outside, but once you walk in those doors, I mean, it is a huge collection. We've only been open for 53 years, and I know everybody struggled through the pandemic.
Yeah.
But we've had people come from all over the world because he was a worldwide traveler at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the reason we're doing this, the state hasn't funded this in like 6 years. So, you know, we're just reaching out for a little bit of help, and big fundraiser for specifically the museum to keep the doors open. And hope we get lots of visitors again. They've started moving around within the states, but, you know, I know we haven't opened up the doors for outsiders, you know, to come in yet, but they will. Everybody will start traveling again, and it is a nice place to come visit.
It is, and, you know, you weren't kidding about that little movie theater you got there in the back. You got the old-time movie seats and everything. It's quite a little cool thing.
And I love when people call with, you know, small groups. I can seat up to almost 30 people back there.
Yes, so, you can. You
know, we're and we had someone donate a larger screen, you know, TV back there. So we're equipped. I mean, it's really neat.
It is. And you're going to see some things that are going to jog your memory. You're going to see some photographs. You're going to see some, what would we call that art? It would be billboards and almost like tent sides.
Right.
That had Tom Mix and his various different, entertainment enterprises. And, of course, you get a look at some pretty snazzy cars.
Yeah, and the guy that owns the car that he actually died in, the mm-hmm. Ford, mm-hmm. he won't be bringing the car because he's bringing our headliner, Belinda Gale, but he'll be in attendance this weekend as well. And I've also, a little birdie told me that Tom Mix's grandson, the youngest one, his oldest daughter, Ruth, was born in Dewey in 1912. Well, her youngest son will be here in attendance. His name is Gordon Hill. And then I have a secret super surprise. Everybody knows who Barry Corbin is.
Yes.
He's going to be one of our guest surprises Friday night. So I got a pretty good cast lined up for Friday night. So everybody ought to come out and have some fun with us.
Now, how do we find out more about tickets? I know we can call you at the museum. What's the telephone number?
It is 918-534-1555.
And, of course, you have a website that has all kinds of things about the museum and fundraisers, too.
Yes, we have that out there. And there's been a lot of people. We have a Facebook page. Everybody's been sharing it. And also, just in the last couple of weeks, the Henry Rifles has been very generous, and we have two Golden Boy 22s donated.
Wow.
One will be auctioned off Friday night, and one will be raffled off Saturday at the rodeo.
So, wow, that is incredible.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to get somebody's attention here.
Well, I think you're getting the right people. That is amazing. So, you know, even coming up to the very last moment, folks are still stepping up to the plate and doing what they need to do in order to make this work. Now, the Tom Mix Museum, like you said, it's only been 53 years in the making, so that's a pretty good start. We like to keep it going for maybe another 100 or so. And it takes it one day at a time, as they say. And
history's important. History's very important.
It is. We have to learn from it. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that I didn't know about Mr. Mix, of course, I knew he was a movie star and that he did all his stunts and everything, but I did not know that he traveled around and kind of did a barnstorming type of a show where he would just go from town to town.
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of people from the north, you know, northern states, which I've never been to, but they'll say, like the circuses. Some people don't even know he owns circuses. You know, and they'll say, oh, my grandpa was in his circus, or my aunt performed, you know, as a trapeze artist, or, you know, and I'm like amazed, you know, all these people. And they have some kind of memory. You know, it's really cool of all the different aspects that he was involved in.
Oh, gosh, yes. And, of course, you know, with all of the art that's there, you also have great saddle and tack and just accessories there that he actually used. I mean, this is his stuff.
Right.
And of course, a wide variety of pistols and rifles that were in his collection, too. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a nice collection. And he left specific instructions for these things to stay together. So I do have people, you know, the naysayers that'll walk in and say, oh, are these just things of the period or something that was around or somebody let you have these or, you know. No, these items, and I've got them in the glass cases when
yes,
you walk
are.
Through, those were what he left, and it was left to a friend who was also his attorney. And all he requests is that they be kept together. Wow, thank you, Dewey. You know, a long time ago in the 60s when they decided, hey, let's go after this collection because mm-hmm. he had so much history in the area. And they paid $40,000 and brought that collection back. And here it is today.
Wow, $40,000 in that day is like a million. Like a million right now. That is incredible. Now, this is very historic. And, of course, you're going to be taken back to a different time in America. You're going to be transcended, more or less. And one thing I want to remind folks is that you can purchase souvenirs while you're there, too. That's something that is relatively new. But my goodness sakes, you have a wide assortment of really nice things to help you remember your visit.
We have a nice gift shop, and I can't say that everything in there is not made in China, but I try very, very hard to do local artists or of the state, or someone that has a craft or a hobby that they like to share, and I've tried to put different unique things in the gift shop to draw people in that want something special or different that's a one-of-a-kind.
And I can vouch, there's a wide variety there, and you even have hats.
I do. I'm gonna fix you up in a cowboy hat.
They look sharp. I'm gonna have to go make a purchase here pretty soon. But once again, we do want to remind everybody the big event coming up on Friday night. Tell them again.
Friday night, the gates will open at 5, and that's out at Timber Oak. Uh-huh. You can still get your tickets right now at the museum. So, and even if you forget, we'll let you in the gate. So just come on out Friday night at 5:00. Mm-hmm. We're gonna start dinner about 5:30. And then the auctions will start about 7, and the Belinda Gale is going to come on at 8:00.
And then Saturday, we have even more fun.
Out at the ranch, at the Rodeo Club Arena, just on the edge of Bartlesville, out there across from the airport, we're going to have the big ranch rodeo. We've got several teams lined up. We've got activities for the kids. They have a huge concession they've got lined up. Those folks have done us up really. They've been super nice, and they're going to let us use the facility. And they're even going to cook food and serve you, so their concession will be open. And I believe they have some vendors signed up for us out there as well. So we got something for everybody out there, too.
And if you want more information on tickets, if we spoke too fast, or maybe you were in kind of between things while you're in your vehicle listening this morning, you can always go to the Tom Mix Museum Facebook page and also to the website. What's the website?
It's Tom Mix. Museum.com. Very simple.
Real easy. Yeah, if you missed that one, boy, you're missing a lot. Hey, Fawn, thank you very much for being with us today. Good luck this weekend, and let's have some fun.
Thanks, Tom. You've been really gracious, and I appreciate the radio station for having me on so many times. And everybody have a great day, and come out and help us.
All righty. The message has been sent. Thank you very much. You've been listening to our community connection on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now at 95.1 FM. It's been brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.